This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, you know, the line is going on forever and ever, and I am just like checking the time, and I'm like, I'm going to miss the previews, and it's a big deal for me. It's my first time back in a theater after like all this craziness. Yeah. And I want to cherish the experience, and I don't want to miss the previews, but the line is taking a long time. People at the tickets, and I'm getting nervous now. Like, I hope I don't screw up. So I get to the front, and the whole time I'm rehearsing, and I'm going, one ticket for Dallas Buyers Club, one ticket for Dallas Buyers Club, one ticket for Dallas Buyers Club. Mm-hmm. And I get there, and they say, "Can I help you, sir?" And I go, "One ticket for Bryce Dallas Howard."
Okay.
And this like little light goes on behind the register, and the man now looks nervous, and he goes, "Yes, right away, sir." And they like put a blindfold on me and then this like sack over my head.
Okay.
And they zip tie my hands and start guiding me through this like labyrinth, like it's all these twists and turns, and into like the back room. And then they place me on this sort of giant glowing egg. Mm-hmm. It's not wet, but it's not dry.
Yes. It's like slick.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Nothing comes off on your hand.
No. I keep checking, like, is it like staining my clothes or something? But there's nothing there. And I'm sitting, and they remove the blindfold and everything. And from the shadows comes this absolute vision.
Okay.
In red. And it's
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Ron Howard.
It's Ron Howard.
"I hear you wanted to see my daughter."
Yeah.
I go, "No, sir. There's been a misunderstanding." He slaps me. I go, no. He's pissed.
He sounded pretty friendly when you first said, but he always sounds.
This is, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This is part of his game. And he slaps me and he goes, "Misunderstanding. So you don't want to see my daughter?" And I go, "Well, I would see her, of course." He goes, "So you do want to see my daughter?" I go, "Mr. Howard, I don't know what you want me to say. I just wanted to see Dallas Buyers Club." And then this stops him in his tracks, and he kind of looks wimpy down. And he goes, "Pretty good flick, that Dallas Buyers Club."
So he had seen it already.
He'd seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
and I just wanted, like,
yeah,
just to make the timing clear. When you say like your first time going to the movies after all this craziness, you're talking about the 2012 presidential election.
Absolutely, yes.
Like where, when that, like, was over. Knew. And had all, like, that had all, like, died
down.
Hello,
Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from her house?
Yeah, that, and so I guess that was 4 years earlier.
No, it was 2008, but what I'm saying is, like, is that not going to come up again? Like, if they bring that up again,
you don't
want to
be at the
movies.
Yeah, you don't want to be at the movies when that, if that comes up again.
Somebody's going to have to bring it up. I mean, it's the same party that we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I just...
Mitt Romney style, right? We all remember this video. Mitt Romney style. "Hey, American voters." So I'm like freaking out. Like, and I'm worried that I'm missing that too, but now the election's over, so I'm going, well, it won't be like as big of news. And I'm in there, and he goes, "Pretty good flick, that Dallas Buyers Club."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I mean, I could, that's what I've heard. He goes, "Oh, you did? well, I didn't direct it, so how good can it be? And he starts punching me in the stomach.
Just little punches.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah, it's like these little
punches.
Yeah, just these little, but it's like,
yeah.
It doesn't hurt, but it doesn't feel good. It's like the glowing egg in a way, where it's like this quality of like,
nothing's happening with that. That's just that. Is it possible that that's just like a chair, just something for you to sit on?
Well, this is what I grew to realize is that, like, yeah, ultimately we were in the, you know, what I thought when they finally let me out, what I thought had been like a big maze was really just one turn.
Okay.
And then I was in the, you lose all sense of time when you're in one of those hoods. And then I was just kind of in the like broom closet. Well,
oh, okay.
And that was just like Ron's chair that he keeps there. Okay. Which is nice so that was to the let whole me use it.
That was your punishment, was gave you a bunch of little punches in the stomach.
We watched a cut of like his cut of Apollo 13, like what he had wanted to, he wanted the rocket to blow up basically at minute 10 of that movie.
Wow.
He was just like, wouldn't this be fucking shocking? Like, you go to see this and I just blow these fuckers up. Then you just kind of follow the debris for the rest of the movie. And I was like, I mean, I would have been surprised. Yeah. He's like, well, what is the movies except surprises? Anyway, it was, I mean, it was a special experience for me. And as some theaters start to reopen, and also as we lose some of our greatest theaters here in Los Angeles, it's nice to reflect on these times.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names. Today's names are Jesse and Mike. Jesse Farrar, guest, has been on the show before, and Mike Hale, the dog's boner. They are the host of Your Kickstarter Sucks, which is addressed, I guess, to not to the listeners, but just like to some people that they're going to be talking about without their permission on the show. Jesse has been a guest previously, like I just said. He asked, and this was actually something that we would have suggested as well, to be able to have company in doing the show again. That sounded great to me. I think we actually found, last time Jesse did the show, we found a great dynamic where engineer Jordan's brother we brought into the studio. He and Jesse were able to have this like kind of vibe that
pretty
like,
special bond. Yeah.
Really worked nicely. And of course now he has his friend Mike here, and I am anticipating a really nice episode for that reason. Jesse, great to see you again. How are you?
I'm so well. Thank you for the opportunity. That's what I view this as, an opportunity, number one, first and foremost. So thanks for having me on again. And Mike, thanks for, you know, coming along for the ride, my friend. Hope you know what you've gotten yourself into with these guys.
Yeah, I'm just, thanks, I guess. Kind of a weird thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you heard the show when I was on before, so you actually...
Mike didn't listen to the episode.
I
did listen to the episode because I like to support my friends, and when you get the little number that you see, somebody just listened to it one more time, and you send that message to Jesse, it's me, and I'll feel good about that.
Jesse, last time you came on the show, you wanted to talk about the store a lot, going to the store, experiences that you had there. Did you ever get that resolved, or is that like an ongoing?
It's still a part of my life.
Okay.
You know, it's not, obviously it's not the only thing I think about anymore.
So you're addressing the fact that for a while that was the only thing you were thinking about, because that was
my impression. Yeah, yeah. It felt like there was really nothing else going on upstairs for you, and that it was the store and the proposition that you encountered at the store as well.
Yeah, and obviously it's been, I don't know to the exact date, it's been more than a year, obviously, since that happened, maybe even 2 years. So obviously in that time period, I've grown, you know.
That's not, so like, two yeah. different uses of the word, obviously. And like, I don't know what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have absolutely no contact with you in this intervening period. So like that to me, I just want to say to me that maybe it's obvious to you. To me, I have absolutely no idea anything that is going on with you. But yeah. Mike, I mean, like, I don't know, like maybe
Mike yeah. probably hasn't. Mike yeah. seems like he'd be aware of what you were doing. Is it true? Has he, Mike, has Jesse
yeah.
grown a lot in the past? What has obviously been a year or more?
Yeah, I would say now, yeah, he does. He has grown a lot. He's doing a lot more with charity and stuff. And he's,
that's awesome.
When someone has like trash that's too big to take to anywhere, he comes over with his like a van and stuff, and he does that for people.
Okay. Oh yeah, he does like a bulk item.
Yeah.
Pickup.
Yeah. You used to know this. He used to be a public masturbator, really badly, and he used to have a problem with that. But now I don't think Jesse, I don't think you've done that for quite some time, right? Masturbated off.
Well, public so has been
I, that
so
actually
different.
Is not something that I didn't know that Jesse was masturbating off anywhere. That was not something that we got into because of the whole, the store centric
so
nature
about the
of
store.
The conversation.
Yeah.
But if that was connected in some way,
yeah,
it actually is putting some of the pieces together for me from that initial story of why you would be someone to be approached with the offer that you.
You want me to suck that thing? You mind if I, what do you got there? You mind if I,
this is essentially, yes, the nature of the negotiation that he engaged in.
No,
you know,
we do that kind of like play acting stuff. Like, you know, we like, we'll just like shift into character like that, like Mike just did. And so like, that's totally within
that's a
the
big
scope
part of
the
show
do
is that
show.
We do,
if you're talking
you know,
to me, I
little
know.
Scenelets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse, these guys are pros, bro. So
but this is a crossover episode, so we might have some new listeners doing. And people would be like, Mike doing that, is that like normal for the show? Yes, it is totally.
Yeah, we
yes.
do that on the show. We
yeah. exactly do, the kind of thing that we do.
We ask someone a question.
It's fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's all it is. It's just crap.
The show's so, fake?
Yeah. And I know that.
We all wear masks. There's an element of artifice to every interaction. That's the human mind, the ability to imagine, to create, to fantasize, has kind of layered even the most genuine exchange between two people with a little bit of the stuff that creates our dreams, hasn't it? Is that what you mean, Jesse?
I was just thinking, I don't know, just like this whole year has been like crazy or whatever, so I don't know.
Yep.
So just what, I mean, that's just what I was thinking about.
That hit you, Mike.
Yeah, I and
that
I watched
hit Mike
that,
in the belly, man.
And I watched that connect with Mike right in the breadbasket.
Jesus,
and
dude.
Honestly, like, took let's get in there. Let's pull that right out.
Can Whoa. I just be? Can I just be? Can I just be real? Shit's been so messed up. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we be real?
I'd like to be, but I don't know how these guys are going to take it. So look out. You know, for me, when I say something, You're getting all of me whenever I say something. So when I say something like, you know, I had just gotten a haircut, I wasn't publicly masturbating. I was minding my own business. I think I even had my headphones in.
So you were masturbating in a way that you thought people couldn't see?
And that's not even
masturbating underneath the little barbershop blanket thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious. Is the haircut related somehow? So it's not public. If you got that barbershop blanket on, that's not public.
Because I will say, your haircut that day, and it was like totally nice, but it did sort of look like someone who had gone into a barbershop who didn't actually need a haircut.
Yeah.
And got more done after having recently had a haircut.
It but seemed was, like was, a, hey man, just clean it up and go ahead and take your time.
Do you want a, hey, do you want a scalp massage? Yeah, I do. Take as long as you want.
The barber's like, this looks pretty cut. I'm not even sure like where to cut on this.
Yeah, and you guys don't do like the recreational haircutting. I mean, we don't anymore because the year has been so nuts. But like,
that's been crazy. Okay.
But when we go back to normal, you'll be just kind of like almost just like just doing a pop in, right? Like when you.
I shudder at the idea of the size of the tip you're going to leave when you go back in for your for that first haircut after all this stuff is over, man.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Isn't that that's a famous thing about Jesse that you that don't you did you say what that you tip your barber
like 150%?
Yeah.
The haircuts are very cheap here. That's what I think people right. don't understand that is that it's just not built into the business owners out here are very corrupt. And yeah. my job is to sort of clean up the streets basically, and I do that with my philanthropy as Mike alluded to earlier.
So this is the charity that you're this is the charity. We're fine. This is you like getting involved in.
Well, it's not yeah, everything, kind obviously. Of. But if we can be honest, after he's done with that goddamn barbershop blanket, the back of it, it's going to need some clean professional cleanup. Okay, and that's what the
so
tip
part
is
of
for.
The tip is attributed towards.
So
kind
it's
of
not as
damage
it's not
control.
As wholesome, you know, as you might think.
Yeah. So the barber's like, okay, so this isn't a tip. This is actually what.
Yeah. That guy
this
again.
Is it's hush money at that point it becomes hush money it's a payoff
wow
over and above the service charge normally incurred is what I always understood a tip to be so whatever they do with it is their business as far as I'm concerned you know
and is your big trash pickup process like is this also like I'm wondering if this is connected to the barbershop in a way where like you'll take the big bag of hair
yeah.
For example, and you think of this as like a transactional like that.
Well,
service.
So interesting because you know they say one man's trash is another man's treasure, and I think that where one person would see like, hey, I have this big hair I can't get rid of, mm-hmm. and Jesse sees that, and in this really beautiful like illustration of perspective says, hey, free hair. What do you know? Free hair.
I can't wait to masturbate on that.
So he's doing that.
It's this guy.
A lot of it's my hair. It wouldn't, and I'm not, it's not something that I'm not, I don't do that. That's not something I do, but I do think.
If you did, it would be within your rights because you're just taking your own hair back.
His own hair.
And in general, like this isn't one of those shows, like this isn't like one of those shows from like the New York scene.
No.
Where they're like, this isn't like SiriusXM, like Raw Dog Radio and stuff. Like this is like, this is we don't normally get into this like in this much detail. This is my fault for asking what Jesse had been doing over the like since I saw him last.
Yeah, we had given Mike permission to get real, and I don't think we realized that for him getting real was exclusively talking about Jesse masturbating, which I didn't want that to be the bulk of the show either. But, you know, I think we've landed on something interesting with like taking your own hair back, no matter what you do with it. Mm-hmm. Because we have these kind of conversations with Kevin where I say, like, Chef Kevin, do you think it is moral that you file for unemployment from Earwolf, even though you're making even more money?
Yeah.
Now, just fleecing Hayes and I mm-hmm. for like a third of the work you did for Scott Aukerman or something. And he will say, like, that's my money. Like, that's not like that. Like, it's them or me, man. Like, that's mm-hmm. a pool I paid into. And I'm like, right. But you're being dishonest with them. And he's like, are they not dishonest with me? And he goes on these diatribes about like the government and these politicians. It's pretty compelling stuff. And I would say that you have the same thing with your hair where it's like, hey, it's my fucking hair.
I have the same thing with Aukerman as well. I mean, if you know I've got a laundry list of stuff I could talk about. That's not me jerking my prick off. I just it doesn't matter to me. It's you guys
because
you
like you again. You think of it as like a you think that it's private when you do it. So like you don't talk about it as it's happening. Like you.
Oh wait, you talk about it while you talk about jerking off while you're jerking off? Oh, that's interesting.
No, I'm just like I'm distinguishing.
Mike, can you get in here for God's sake? I'm trying to get on the.
That is interesting, actually. If you do,
Mike's been getting in here.
I just wanted to say that's what he does think that it's his right to masturbate in public, and it's like everybody else's problem, and it's like that's not your right. It's actually. You're actually making a lot of people's day bad by doing.
We're back in the raw dog area, and I really don't want to get stuck here. You know, the idea I do have to also stay here for a moment. The idea that talking yourself through the process is somehow wrong. That is definitely not what we do here. You know, I would say don't kink shame, but I don't even think it's that kinky to just give yourself a little encouragement and to make it feel sexy. Like, I mean, you are in some ways practicing sex. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't
your partner
I?
And your partner is.
Why wouldn't yourself? I warn myself that yeah, I'm about exactly. to climax, or, you know, like.
That's not the expectation say, of the like partner this, for me, or that my partner has of me, that I am just like fully just like shut off, not communicating no. like.
That it's like
at
for
all.
Me, it's like this is a shared experience. And like, mm-hmm. and also it is for me in some ways to communicate and say, mm-hmm. that feels really good. And wow. to say that to myself as well.
Just checking in with yourself.
Say like, wow, awesome.
Yeah, I'll do that too. That's not a problem for me at all.
So you also do that. That thing that you were just saying was stupid. You also do that. You're now saying.
Yeah, I love that. I love that shiz. Okay. So
I want to go back to Kevin. Some of Kevin's like financial practices. Filing for a stimulus check for every one of the Earwolf hosts, past and present, that goes like to his mm-hmm. address.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought at the initially that was like illegal in some way, but then Kevin explained to me what emotional labor is, how much emotional labor he has been called on to do at Earwolf over the course of like him producing all these shows, and how this money is like is technically his. And I don't know, like, I know nothing about this. This isn't like my Kevin.
I'm not
like
in that financial world. When he told me he was filing for like a payroll protection loan for Bartelt Insurance because his dad didn't have the fucking stones.
Yeah.
I thought like, that's not even your business. I mean, I guess ultimately it will become yours, but like,
yeah, he said,
and you're doing so well already.
This is payroll protection, all right? This will pay for my Rolls. He bought a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
That's actually really that's a nice car, yeah.
He bought a freaking Rolly with the payroll
that's
protection.
Cool. They have the hood ornament that comes off or something.
Yep.
Sick, huh?
Yeah, good luck stealing the hood ornament. It'll that thing's gone before you can say lickety split.
You say good luck stealing it, but it's easy. I don't understand.
It's no, stolen. It's,
why
it goes? Good luck
like
being
that.
The one who gets to steal it. Oh, because it goes inside the car.
It goes inside the car. Good luck. This is me.
Oh, so it'll yeah. be gone. It'll disappear.
Even if you're waiting, Kevin, even if you're like hiding in Kevin's garage, just like primed to pounce on it.
Yeah.
That like the second he turns off his audio.
Who was that? Was that Jesse?
What this said? I said yeah, yeah. I said yeah.
Okay.
Did that come through?
I heard it's just like something, just like a.
Don't say good luck to the guy who's going to steal something from you. He doesn't need good luck to steal it from you.
He's going to try. He's going to try. Yeah. He's going to try. We'll see what happens. I think we'll see what happens with him. And
do you want to introduce? I mean, like, I feel like I know Jesse as well as I'm ever going to at this point. Jesse, do you want to kind of like introduce Mike to us, just like tell us about your friend? This is my first time. Like, I mean, I did your Kickstarter sucks. We didn't, of course, talk about Kickstarter at all. Didn't do anything. No segments. I don't actually remember anything about it.
I was gonna say you don't remember doing it, do you?
No, I don't. The answer is I don't. But I know that I did, and the it wasn't the forum to like get to know more about Mike. And I feel like you're the guy to kind of like tell us about, you know.
Well, Mike is my friend, basically. So just.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Okay. That's.
He lives around here.
Okay.
And he. Well, he's on my. He's does this. He does my show with me. He does your Kickstarter. So he does the show with me.
Yes,
he's
I
my
do.
Co.
Yeah.
There we go.
He's my co host.
Three things about me.
Mike, what else? No, hang on. There was something else. I was going to say something else about you. This guy, well, he's had a crazy year. And you don't want to, don't mess with this guy. That's the other thing.
Okay.
Don't mess with him. That's actually why I brought him, because
if
he's like sort of your enforcer.
You brought him so nobody would mess with him?
Well,
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Mike's you can mess with him all you want, but just, you know.
Feels like he's messing with you. Yeah. Feels like Mike has been messing with you.
That's part of it. That's part of the plan.
And Jesse, he's been talking about you messing with yourself.
Yeah.
He's been talking about that exclusively.
He sometimes
to the exclusion of all other content.
Sometimes he gets hold of something and it's hard to sort of shake him loose of it.
And that's also your situation as well.
Well, that's what it means. That's what he means by dog boner, eh? He's like a dog with a boner.
I don't know what he means. Mike, do you want to speak to that?
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
Hey, nice to be here, though, guys. Thank you for, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
That's really nice. I wish that would happen more throughout the show when we're hosting. Let's
talk about the show. Sean, you can say, like, is that what
I was going to say, the thing I really wanted to discuss was your show. Such a funny idea, guys. And where did this come from? To be clowning on this Kickstarter's asses and be completely merciless. And when did you first realize you were funny, and how did you become so ruthless? And are there any sacred cows left in comedy? Please just walk me through this.
Jesse, go.
Oh, no.
You go ahead and do it. Just
What we're doing right now is we are living in a nightmare of Sean and Hayes's making, where they don't.
This wasn't my idea.
They don't want, but this is a projection of your pathology. You don't want to be forced.
Okay,
to
I just
want to
say I didn't make
your show.
I didn't do any of that. Like, people were like, "Do you want to do this?" And I was like, "Yes, sure."
But you're the grand architect, are you not?
I mean, did I like set in motion this like piece of work that has like.
Yes.
Honestly, taken on a life of its own, and become something that is so important to so many people? Yeah, absolutely. But did I want to do this today? No. I'm fine doing it, but it's not like what I didn't.
I mean, if we want to look back at the minutes, like I actually was about 20 minutes late and wasn't even aware the show was happening, and actually tried to just come on and say, "Hey, I really don't feel like doing this."
I just want to correct the record on that initial. You can say whatever you were going to say, but like that first part was like absolutely totally was fake.
But I can continue, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to explain what I do or who I am or why I do it. I think probably in the same way that you guys, I feel like we feel the same way on this. If I can bring you guys into the circle a little bit, I think you also don't want to talk about what you think about what you do.
I'm a professional podcaster. I love what I do. I love sharing my experiences with my audience. I love
connecting with my fans in this incredibly intimate way. People have been kind enough to invite me into their ears, whether it be on a long commute with a loved one.
And we've gotten to travel the country, just like meeting people that like we sort of feel like we already know through the like in this space. Wouldn't trade it for anything. And I've got the options. So, I mean, the issue for me is like we would have I could talk about it all day long. It's that like.
And wait, that's all the show is.
Yeah. And it's the same for us. It's the same way for us as well. We're right.
So you do that. Yeah. You're saying you also do that.
Yep.
Yeah. I think you just said you don't want to do it.
You just told us that you don't. Yeah.
It's the same. I mean, it's like looking into a mirror with you guys. I swear.
Okay. You just said it was different.
I swear to God. It's like I'm looking in a mirror.
I have to ask, Mike, is there something just off camera happening for you?
No. Why? What's up?
No, you just sort of, a lot of times there are these long stretches where you're kind of looking off to the side you're doing some laughing and I go, damn, if this guy's watching a funny cartoon on his phone or another monitor or something, I got to hear about it.
Yeah, I had some Looney Tunes pulled up. No, my cat is in the office.
Yeah.
I got to get my cat out of the office. Hang on.
Okay. You're going to step away for a second, you said?
Well, I got to close
he's
the
just
door.
Gonna step away. It's fine, Jesse. You're going to be fine.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's for 1 second.
Ain't no big deal for me, brother. I'm just hanging.
I'm afraid I'll fall into the void, but
Yeah, no problems here, gang. Basically just wrapping up this crazy year. So
hey, what's up?
Okay,
I was just putting
that was fine. See, Jesse, that was great.
He's actually like energized, like he's completely refreshed. I feel like I've got
what are we doing? Let's go. Here we go.
This is nice.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often, when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how... cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats.
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, You have no idea.
I hate to tell you, Mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma. Brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah, let's talk about it. What did you guys have in mind
for the show?
We were going to talk about, like, you, I mean, you were saying that you don't want to talk about what your show is, but it's all in the title. You're telling these guys that their Kickstarters absolutely suck. And this can be, I think, an introduction for some people. We have some audience overlap, I'm sure, but there can be like some more people that get to know the show. And I thought one thing we could do is like, so Kevin, you did some kind of like research, like, you know, Kevin does a lot of prep for us, and he did some research on like some of the work that
Kevin's always on his grind, and he was able to collect some really cool stuff relating to your show and get us all set up. Some of these Kickstarters, I guess, that you have told they suck. And told them that how much they suck and why. I've actually had some responses that Kevin was able to get a hold of. And we'd like to talk about these products. Maybe you can say a little bit about why you think they suck. And then we can hear from them and the real people behind them.
Yeah. And we do, obviously, we do a lot of this stuff as well. I mean, sometimes we lift up as well. It's not just, I mean, sort of the show is a misnomer, you know. I mean, Hollywood Handbook, nobody would take you to task for one episode not being about Hollywood. So if sometimes we talk about something
this
that's
is the
really
first
great,
one. This is the first one. And yeah, I'm terrified, and I feel like this has been a betrayal to my fans.
And we did talk about going to the movies a lot at the beginning.
Well, I had to be really on my A game in terms of making sure that the opening story was very much about Hollywood, because you know, everything else that we're doing today couldn't be further away
completely
from my
passion.
Yeah.
I thought the opening story was great. I mean, maybe that's
what
me.
I'm saying. I'm actually, that's what I already said. Like,
no one was saying it was bad.
Ass.
No one thought it was bad.
What was that? Why would you say that?
Did you hear something?
No, I'm just upset with Mike. He doesn't. It's fine. I brought him in for a specific purpose, and it feels like he's maybe just losing sight of the purpose. And I don't know if it's the Looney Tunes thing or if it's the cat again. I don't know if the cat is doing something
where
again.
Where are they getting the stuff from behind their back? It makes no sense. It's larger than sometimes even the character is, the thing that they grab. I don't understand how they're doing. On your Kickstarter sucks. We take
are
these
you
guys
seeing that, me just like Mike? I just like. Are you seeing, like, wait, no, don't move. Just, like, right now, are you seeing me?
Yeah, is it, I have two monitors.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, it's
are you
fine.
Mad at me?
It's just, like,
no, Andy does that, actually.
No,
Kevin
I'm not really mad.
It, but
it's just, like, right. It's so well, far it. Over to
I'm
the
sorry.
Side.
Here, I have a, here we go. How's that?
You don't have to.
Is
like,
that good?
You don't
oh,
have
no.
to. Do it. And this now we
so
can
fun.
See the frame.
No.
You know,
take,
I mean.
Take down the backdrop.
That's bumming me
like,
out.
Either, like,
I'm not going to take down the backdrop in minute 33 of the podcast. It's,
you'll do
it
I then?
Liked it before. Before I was able to pretend that you were basically in a version of the afterlife that was initially introduced during Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, where it was just kind of this infinite blackness.
Back to Hollywood.
And you played board games with death.
Back to Hollywood. Do you guys like those movies, the Bill and Ted movies?
I see some kind of unconventional flag back there.
How's
I just
that?
Got a little bit of a glimpse of it, of like a flag that like sort of looks like a distortion of the U.S. flag in some way that was like significant. To you.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I picked it up at the Capitol. I don't know what I picked it up. I was at the Capitol on the. It was laying on the ground. I'm not going to, you know, leave it there.
You were there selling snow cones.
No, I was there riding. I was riding. Yeah. That's my bad. Looking.
But you think that was bad that you did that?
Yeah, looking back on it now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing there.
Okay. Still, and now you're looking closer, but like that.
I was looking at myself that time because I thought it would be funny if I looked at the camera at myself.
It was.
Doing bits for myself.
Yeah, it was
to
was
make
funny.
Myself laugh.
It was funny. They
Kevin, you
want to
share some of your research?
Sure.
You set this aside. I don't want there to be this like huge gap between like us setting this up and people be like, what? Like, I don't remember that.
Okay, we pulled a few Kickstarters, so if anyone is not familiar with these, this one is called the Licky Brush, which lets cat owners participate in the intimate licking
And let's
ritual.
Say, I mean, like, you cite your sources, like, these guys did press. These guys are, like, doing real press. And
this
so,
is
like,
from Business Insider.
These guys did Business Insider.
I've got a lot of friends who work for Business Insider, but I don't. You know, it's not. It's
but
not.
You
like
didn't
it.
Use those connections.
I'm my own man. I can make my own way in this world, so it's not important to me to do business.
What isn't?
Just anything. Anything.
Just anything.
Nothing is.
Okay.
Kevin, take it away.
And it's a list. What's the Business Insider article that these guys that they got to do?
It's called the worst Kickstarter projects of all time, according to two podcasters who call out the most egregious.
They call them out.
They call their ass out.
We call them out and we call them up. We get these guys' personal information and we call them in the middle of the night. A lot of them, we don't even identify ourselves. We just, you know, scare them a lot.
Wow. And you say, and are you saying that they suck?
Is it about their Kickstarter?
Like,
is it just you suck?
Yeah, it can just be about anything.
Well, what's one of those phone calls sound like? I don't want to regret this, but like, so I'm asleep. You know, my Kickstarter sucks.
Okay. What is it? That's a big deal for us. What's
my
the project?
Kickstarter?
Yeah.
We can't say it sucks if we don't know what it is.
Yeah, we don't know. It'd be intellectually dishonest.
It's a hygiene product. It's okay. Reusable booger collector, and it's custom made, and it looks like your parents'
hands. So he did disable his own feed.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically it's like, don't you miss when you were a kid and your mommy and daddy would wipe the boogies away from your nose? Yeah. Like, why not have that kind of care all the time? And basically you send me a photo of your parents' hands. I make a mold that looks like your parents' hands, and you then use that to clean up if you have a boogie, if you have a cold, or if you're have little snoozle on your noodle. Okay.
All right, that's good.
So if you got a snoozle on your noozle, you use your parents' hands. And
yeah, I got it. And we can just, let's go, let's call him up. Let's call him up, Mike. You ready?
Okay, ring, ring.
Well, first you'll call me. You'll call me first. Okay.
I'll call you, and then we'll do the three-way call to them.
Yep.
Ring, ring to Jesse.
Hello?
Hey, JF, let's call this bastard, huh?
Oh, yeah, let's get the guy we prearranged earlier to call the bastard of. Yeah, let's get him ass.
Yeah, and then Sean, I think you have to...
Hello? It's the middle of the night. Hello? Is everything okay?
Oh. Yeah, hey,
Hello.
Hey, hello? You think you're so cool online and everything, but in reality, you're not. Hang up. We can't hang up.
Hang up.
We're on a three-way.
You have to hang up. You have to hang up the call. You have to hang up the call because we can't, because we did the three-way call. And he's on Android.
Guys, do you want me to just hang up? I feel like then you two could keep talking if you want.
Yeah, we have some stuff to do for the show after. So if you could just hang up. We have more.
Wait a minute. I recognize your voices now.
We're podcasters, but it's kind of like a computer thing.
That's how we tell people about the show. It's a thing. It's a little thing that we do. He probably wouldn't even be interested.
I work on computers.
This is one of you is the dude who's always clowning on establishment Dems online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, but I do other stuff too. I do a lot of
No,
charity.
You don't.
But I guess it's getting pretty late over where you are, maybe?
Well, now I'm up, you know, I put on some cocoa.
Or I guess it's, or maybe it's not. I don't, so.
Okay, well, I think he hung up, so.
Yeah, Sean.
He must have hung up. I think he did hang up. Yeah.
Yeah. Or now he's back.
I hung up.
Did you? You hung up? Okay, great.
I hung up.
Good. Yeah.
We do that once a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do we do another one on Patreon also.
Yeah.
So we do two calls a week, and that's the entire show.
Two calls a week, basically. That's our show. Yeah. So
this article is like perfect for you guys. Like some of these bad Kickstarters. And do we want to just like go through and like talk about some? We did the Licky Brush, and this one was like huge for you guys, right?
Yeah, it really drove engagement on our
yeah.
It was when we discovered the Licky Brush, we said this is huge. This is going to be really
my wife going back and forth. My wife just can't get enough of the image of me hunched over my laptop holding a microphone. You guys know this. So I'm going to shut the dislike. So wait,
that's okay.
We don't feel like I'm distractions.
I'm lost where I was now. I feel like I was on the phone.
You hadn't really started.
Yeah, it's just been crazy.
I remember when the Licky Brush came out.
You said the engagement was good. High engagement.
Right. Yeah, the engagement was really good. When we were tracking some of the, like, not for the numbers of that, we were like, we've never actually seen anything like this before.
Yeah, he called me up, and it was three o'clock.
Well, let's do it.
And he says, I've never seen numbers like this in my life.
Let's just do this.
You show, don't tell. Ring, so let's just do the.
Yeah, ring, ring.
I am going to do the ring because it's coming from your, this will be your bedside phone.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, that's not quack, my quack. Ringer. That's not
Daffy
my ringer.
Duck. Daffy
that's
Duck.
Not my, I don't quack, have a Daffy quack. Duck ringer. Quack, change that. Quack, quack.
Daffy Duck doesn't sound like that.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, what's
sounds
up?
Like a guy.
Hey, Mike, it's your friend. It's
Which
it's
one?
Jesse. It's
God damn it. Okay. Yeah, all right.
it's your friend Jesse. I was up. I was actually looking into something. I was looking into different events. That's why I'm up so late. And I found some paperwork that you're going to really, and I can have it sent over to you right away. And it's basically the report.
No,
on
this is not how the conversation went. You called me up and you said, I'm scared because I found, I think it's a bubble on my butthole. And I said, that's just a hemorrhoid. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, gang. Do I need to be on here for this?
Oh, who is that? Do you have somebody over? Who is that?
No, I think it's, I had him. The only way I had your number is when you called me last week to do the booger capture.
You guys called me up and told me that I suck, and I actually took that to heart, and we've been doing some redesigns, and I, the hands are even more lifelike now.
Hey, sorry, I didn't know if I was supposed to be talking. I guess you called me a few weeks ago. I wrote a children's book that my sick child really loved and decided it might be good to put it on Kickstarter and share it with more people. You
see,
called
it would
me,
help more
told
people,
me my Kickstarter.
Yeah. I actually got
Sucks
that
really
one
bad.
For my kid. It was they really enjoyed it. The drawings were really cute as well.
Oh, that's great. Aww. That's nice. Unfortunately, that's I did nice. Learn that it sucks.
Did you get the hands that I sent?
I don't
you?
Know. Yes. I did get the hands.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, you guys, some
we can talk about that offline. It's just like this that I don't know if I need to keep being on these, every one of your personal
I think what calls. We can do, why don't you guys, since you guys are so good at Kickstarter, why don't you guys put together some kind of app that just remembers all of the phone numbers that you have to dial every now and then at 3 a.m., and then you can just push a button, and if you guys are so good at it, which I doubt you are, so if you're going to make the world a better place like I do every day with sort of my outreach, maybe you guys can do, something for bettering the world as well.
And is one of you the guy that used to like comment on a blog and has like parlayed that into
hang up the phone,
like
hang
a whole career?
You guys
hang up the
up.
Phone. Hang up the phone. You guys have to hang up and we will never call you again. Thank you. And that's kind of what it's like on the show, I guess, basically.
We don't we don't actually call anybody. We did show up to a couple guys' houses, but that was in the early. That was in the early. We don't do that anymore.
That's how we used to do this stuff. We actually used to see people face to face.
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard of a human conversation before?
Yeah.
And people say, oh, yeah, because of COVID. And it's like, no, actually, we'd pretty much gotten rid of that way before COVID.
Yeah.
We actually forgot what that was even like before. And the little kid now is like talking to his mom and is like, Mom, what's actually having a conversation? I've never even heard of this before.
Yeah. Well, you guys know I have kids. I'm a father. So.
Oh, congrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone. Yeah. It's in the papers a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people know that.
So, it's been hard. It's been hard trying to tell my kids why.
You can't hug me. You can't touch me. Get away from me.
And it's like,
it sucks because they're my kids.
Mm-hmm.
That really hurts. Yeah.
It stinks, man. It freaking stinks. Sean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess. What's
and,
up?
And just the whole, I don't know. Just the whole thing's been so.
The whole thing, dude.
I don't know.
It's the whole thing.
It's been nuts.
This has been a really shitty year for you guys.
I've barely had time to just.
They're crazy.
I've barely had enough time just to sit down and just catch my breath,
Okay. And what are you catching your breath after having done?
He's masturbating behind a.
Okay.
A Kmart.
Because you're sitting down. I don't know why you would have to.
Okay. No, well, let's just. I feel like we made a couple attempts to sort of get away from this, but this seemed like where we're going to live.
Jesse.
Yeah. Seemed like this is where we're going to live, so.
I think there's still time. We can talk about, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about.
You want to talk about Kickstarters that suck, that you
I was,
hate these Kickstarters.
I was going to say something.
You guys
hate
these Kickstarters.
You are so pissed at these Kickstarters. They're
what's your idea?
Frustrating. What is it?
I was gonna say we could talk about the store, but you don't have to. It's not.
Nah,
you don't,
we covered so much of that. Well, what have you been back?
Not really.
Yeah,
it's been weird. I don't know.
Yeah, where do you get a can of beans these days?
Right.
To me, it's like I think of Kickstarters. I think, wow, how cool! It's like Shark Tank. Like everyone's an entrepreneur now. And even if the idea isn't something I connect to, it's pretty brave. And what you do is a service where I, you know, when I check in with your show, I go, oh, actually, this sucks. Oh, yeah, this sucks. Mm-hmm. Why'd they even do that? That sucks. Oh, no.
Well, and it's the role helps. Of a critic, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's
like modern day. Who's that guy? It was like a fat guy and a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Modern day, those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
Siskel,
of course.
Siskel and Ebert.
And they both passed away. And I think we are sort of
also
carrying.
Planning on doing that.
We're different. We'll never die.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they were very successful. And I think we will also become successful and then die.
Well, in a way, we won't die, right? We live on through our voices. With the exception of this episode, I think our podcast is going to carry our legacy forward. And generations behind us will be able to listen, to learn about Hollywood, to have a sense of what made us tick and our sense of humor. And it's, it's a letter to our children and our grandchildren. This episode aside, I'm actually really proud of that. So, with you guys... You know, if your great great grandniece wonders which Kickstarter sucked, she'll always be able to go back and, find whatever. However, it's I don't know where it's distributed or anything, but like she can even read about, you know, what you did.
Probably not too much reading to be done about it, but you could. I mean, the thing is
I'm being
like
nice.
We, yeah, not that nice.
I'm actually being really nice.
You could. A lot of times you have to think about the people who, and this is not for you, but people would plunk down their hard-earned cash on some stuff that doesn't actually, you know, it's actually not that cool. It's like, so, like, look at your desk right now. You both are at a desk. You guys
sort
are at.
Of. Yeah. It's like more of almost like a little end table.
Okay. And Hayes is at his desk. So you can just basically imagine.
The top of a. The toilet tank, but yeah.
So imagine if, like, behind the on the tank, but there's like a little, like a small wooden platform, and you plug it into the power outlet, and then you turn it on, and for about 6 hours
behind the tank.
Yeah, well, because
my toilet is against the wall.
Yeah, but there's a small amount of space there just for the plumbing to.
And this platform fits in that space?
It fits on the toilet tank, the platform does. And
on top
small.
Of it.
Sits on top.
On top of the toilet
Where
tank.
Where are you going to put his
My computer's on there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So this is, you have to make a choice.
And I am trying. What you're hearing is me trying to do what you're asking me to do.
He's actually being really nice.
To imagine this. Like, this is, like, right. I am putting work for free. To really get a handle on this. What is this thing? Where is it going?
It's a small wooden circle, and it's made of wood.
It's a platform, but it's a circle.
It's a circular platform.
It's like a circular platform.
Okay.
Well, that's not so unusual. I'm able to picture something like that.
Yeah.
I can do 3, 4, 5, 6 of them in my head right now, and I'll just let Hayes borrow one mentally.
Okay.
Can I point something out? I actually kind of, I hate to cut off this platform thing, but I don't think it's going anywhere. You guys, you know, I like you guys. I think you're funny guys. You're ostensibly podcasters. That's your profession. You seem so uncomfortable doing a podcast right now. And I have to ask, what is that? Is that part of the idea for you? Or is there something we're not providing? Did Kevin... drop the ball on this. That's something we pin a lot of our our failures on, like, what is it
who
about?
Who does the kind of like production stuff?
Right. Yeah.
The what?
Like, who uploads the show? Who does like the show description and stuff like that? Like, who, which of you, or is there another person who's like doing that work?
50-50 split, pretty much.
You switch off who writes.
Yeah, I think we do alternate. I think we alternate.
We switch off. I've done the first 2,000, and then Mike will do the next 2,000.
Okay. And so what I'm getting from this is that Jesse is providing value to the show that we might not be able to see as like an audience, but the show in a way
only
doesn't exist without Jesse.
Yeah. No,
or at least
no
you're never knowing what it's about.
Well, to what end does it exist without Jesse, who actually, you know, uploads it and writes the description?
He's actually like putting it up, and like he's really putting himself out there in that description.
Some of those descriptions are so clever, the little turns of phrase, and I can tell that some care went into it. You know, look, I'll shoot you straight. I got my second vaccine dose yesterday. I feel like shit right now. But what I do is when I start recording, I try to leave that outside, you know, all that other stuff. But it feels to me like, I don't know if it's the public masturbation thing or what exactly what happened for you, Jesse, but something got stuck in your craw early on. And let's get it out in the open.
Well, if I can just circle back to the platform, it's like this small, it's like a circular, and it just sits right on the tank.
Okay.
And it plugs in behind the toilet, and it like, and you know, it like, it lights up, and then there's like a little cube that it magnetizes, and it comes above the thing, and it swirls around for about 6 hours, and you can connect your phone to it and play your favorite songs on it.
Okay.
And that's the type of thing that goes on there, and we have
this
to
this is one of the Kickstarters that you're like, you're mad at. This is like making you mad.
This one's not real. I made it up.
This is fake.
Or is it?
So yeah, sometimes we you know, we run out of stuff to get mad at, so we have to invent shit to get mad at. It's on the show. It's like stuff he's coming up with. I just start screaming when he says it on there. I can't.
Making up fake stuff.
Yeah.
Like the wood platform. I mean, that's crazy. That would never exist. Because
there just aren't that many Kickstarters, or at least not that many that like are content for a full episode, is what you're
What the late, not great Rush Limbaugh used to do, right? He runs out of things to rage at and then just starts inventing, making up things that the left are up to. Not unlike, you know, when Jesse goes after these establishment Dems.
Jesse and Rush Limbaugh can agree on that thing, which is that these freaking establishment Dems.
And other things, too.
I don't.
Let's see the backdrop. Kick over that backdrop, Mike.
I'm not kicking it down. I'm not kicking.
Yes, you can. It's not that sturdy. Like you moved it very easily before.
It's big. It's really. It's a big thing. You can't lift it. You can't lift the thing.
Just punch it so it knocks over.
I don't think you.
I don't think you can lift it.
Just broke my hand doing that. I seriously broke my hand.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what? I got a Kickstarter for you. Here's another one. I'll just make this one up. Who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, what if you had? What if there was a? What if there was like a shit? What if there was
a guy, you know, and he was
What else? Oh, here he comes. Yeah. Oh, this is what it is. I got it now. Here he comes. Hey, you know, he's like, whatever, you know.
This is
and
a it's Kickstarter,
like, and he's like, oh, it's like $10,000. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You know,
who's paying that?
Are you serious?
I can do it.
What
myself.
Is it? What's
I'm
the thing?
Guy. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that shit.
The guy who offered me, he's like, hey, you know, what's going on? And it's like, you know, what are we doing here even with this guy?
Yeah.
I'll do this my own.
On to the next
one.
And
it has 300 backers. Who are these people backing this?
Grape-flavored paper towels. Graper towels. Why do I need this, right? Why do I want... That's more like a fruit roll-up to me. I don't need to be able to taste. You know, I'm using this to clean, right?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm seeing it. Okay, I am seeing it.
So that's
good.
That's
I want to listen to that.
My Kickstarter sucks now.
Yeah.
Just drag my ass.
Well, all right. Well, listen up. Listen up.
Okay. Graper towels, $10,000.
Grape's not even that good. So I would do a different one. I like the idea.
You would just choose a different flavor?
I like the idea. I just don't like grape. Is just not. I don't think grape is that good to me. It doesn't taste like real grapes. So that's my note on it. Is don't.
Well, this do one like, would.
Do like wild berry punch or something like that.
When it's called? It's called Graper Towels.
Yes.
Wild towels.
I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know what
towels.
I'm seeing.
Wild just, towels.
Wild towels sounds good, actually.
These aren't regular towels. These are wild towels.
Oh my shit. God. Whoa.
These taste
Damn.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All the other towels taste like shit. This is delicious.
Kevin, I'm really sorry we didn't get to use any of your
research.
We are going to wrap this up pretty soon, so we're not going to get to any of that stuff.
We'll use
all.
It for the next episode.
Don't have to. I mean, like, you've billed already, so, like, I think we can just consider... Kevin, of course, like, contracts with himself on a freelance basis for, like, any research that he does on the show. And so he's, like, the producer, but he, like, subcontracts as, like, the guy that uploads the episode. Kevin does that.
Yeah, and our end is, like, after Kevin, like, recoups his production costs and stuff for the show, then, like, our end comes out of the...
What do you guys do?
Remainder.
I'm here. We're doing it right now. I'm here. I'm the host of the show. I was saying earlier, I share my experiences with my fans. I like enjoy getting feedback from them. I love hearing from like different guests, hearing their stories.
I guess I come on here. You saw a little bit of it today. I basically rip my rib cage open and I hand my heart to my audience and I just tell them to please handle with care because I'm trusting them with my most intimate moments and thoughts and the true essence of who I am. So that's kind of what I do on the show. Maybe it's not a big deal to you. I think it's a pretty special. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the description guy. So,
yeah.
You know, in all seriousness, hey, we have a good time on here, but at the end of the day, we're just two guys trying to make good, you know, just two local boys just working their way up in the game. So we'd really appreciate it if you came by and gave us a shot. And it's been one heck of a time getting to know you all. And we hope that
I just realized we have to record your show now. So this is done.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss their favorite cities. The boys catch up with Cody Ziegler, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Jesse and Mike, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.